I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm honored to bring world-class breast cancer care right here to Reading at Fowler Oncology. With expertise in advanced surgical techniques, including skin-sparing and nipple-sparing mastectomies, oncoplastic surgery, and hidden scar techniques, I focus on achieving the best possible medical and cosmetic outcomes for my patients. I also specialize in benign and malignant disorders of the breast and high-risk screening and genetic counseling, helping women to make informed decisions about their health. At Valor Oncology, you won't see a rotating door of doctors. You'll see the same expert team who truly knows your history and walks with you through every step of your journey. Your care is personal to us because we are part of this community just like you. If you or a loved one needs breast cancer treatment, ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because you deserve the best. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Kim Kardashian's chilling testimony about being bound, gagged, and held at gunpoint when masked men burst into her hotel room in Paris. Kardashian in Paris facing the suspects in court. They're accused of stealing more than $6 million in jewelry during the heist in 2016. She told the court she absolutely thought she was going to die.
Yeah, that didn't get as much attention as it probably should have at the time. I guess because a lot of people have kind of a knee-jerk dislike of Kim Kardashian in that whole thing.
Or assume everything they do is a publicity stunt.
Right, but she
I remember that was one of the questions at the time.
She legit had a gun to her head and thought she was going to die and had every reason to think so. That's rough. Anywho.
I travel with very few jewels. Practically none. No, exactly none.
Isn't that something? You're in Paris, but you got to bring $6 million worth of jewels with you so you can go out to eat at night. That's some lifestyle. The other big trial going on, that one's going on in Paris. The other big one that's getting so much attention is going on in New York today, and P. Diddy's girlfriend is back on the stand. No longer. They're estranged, I believe, at this point.
She's married and has soon to be two kids with her husband, yeah.
She's on the stand again, and some of the testimony from that we'll get from Katie Green a little bit later as that all comes out.
Also, a couple of presidential retrospectives I'm excited about. A list of foreign gifts to the president, from elephants to inline skates, which we briefly referenced yesterday. And also a history of presidents getting played by Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
Embarrassing. And there's one more. The plane thing is not going to happen, as we'll discuss going forward. But a handful of stories, affectionately known as Bingo Bango Bongo, behind the scenes, just stuff that's worth touching on, if not talking about at length. But the headline, women are drinking more and doctors are worried. Women are experiencing rising alcohol-related deaths at a much faster clip than men. Men's drinking has more or less stayed the same. Women who turned 35 between 2018 and 2019 were nearly 60% more likely to report recent binge drinking or alcohol use disorder symptoms than women who turned similar age in the 90s, according to a 2023 report published in the journal Addiction. So more liver disease, suspected this could be contributing to rising rates of breast cancer and other cancers.
Why would that be?
Not having kids.
You think that's it?
Yeah. I don't know that to be true.
If we were comparing it to the 50s, sure, but compared to the 90s, has there been a major change in that?
Birth rates are declining and when you have children is getting older and older. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but that's indisputable, I think. And just, you know, as a dad who, my kids are grown, but, having to deal with children is a disincentive to get hammered in a lot of cases at a lot of times a day, you know, and just, you can't if you're, you know, doing what you're supposed to be doing.
I think it's culturally, changed a lot too. It would have been insane, I think, like not that many years ago for moms at a Little League game to have some drinky poos in their cups while they're watching. And now I think it's kind of expected.
Fifth of Hennessy.
I got to admit, as a cocktail enthusiast, I'm astounded by that. I'm shocked by it. And my kids, you know, were playing sports, you know, 7 to 20 years ago. So it's not like I had kids in the 1930s. yeah, the idea of boozing at a game, I would be shocked by. But maybe I'm naive. Beer, spirit, and wine companies have worked to bring in more women customers for the obvious reasons. Some research said the alcohol industry is marketing directly toward women.
Country music. Maybe you blame country music.
I certainly do. But are they marketing toward women because they are a market, or did the industry create a market? Probably
right.
A bit of both.
Yeah.
Anyway, gals, be careful. It's bad for your health. But it makes marginal-looking guys better looking. Trust me. And more interesting.
Makes annoying people less annoying.
Now, I want to get to the ongoing budget negotiation stuff briefly, but a quick note. Yeah, the judge has reduced the sentence for the Menendez brothers. Their life sentence is now 50 years to life, making them eligible for parole. And indeed, there's some belief that the judge is going to turn them loose. They've served 35 years of a 50-year-to-life sentence, now with the new sentence. Have been doing lots of volunteer work, have kept their noses clean, have helped other people find themselves in prison, blah, blah, blah.
Haven't murdered any parents?
Zero. Zero. Well, there's technicality there, but, yeah, and they've had family members come and testify, yeah, they're good fellows, you ought to turn them loose.
I saw that yesterday on the news. So, yeah, family members who had lived there. Other thing, I just kind of had been assuming all along they weren't going to get out, but Gavin Newsom's got a decision to make, from what I understand from the news last night.
Well, here's bad news, Eric and Lyle. First of all, thanks for listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show. And thanks for not shotgunning anybody lately. But fellas, his decision will be based on one thing and one thing only. Will it help him get into the White House or hurt his chances to get elected president? It will have nothing to do with you, your crimes, your reform, the Lord Jesus Christ, California's laws and traditions, nothing but his lust for the Oval Office.
Interesting. You're probably right. So do you think this helps him nationally or hurts him? Probably not a huge deal either way, but
I haven't thought about this case much. I haven't watched the documentaries, partly because it's become increasingly clear to me, having followed the saga of a handful of documentaries and like super popular podcasts, you can, by selectively editing and shading and leaving what's this in, leaving that out, you can wildly mislead people.
Yeah.
And I don't particularly feel like getting misled, so. Anyway.
So you brought up a little bit ago that Republicans are becoming Democrats around this whole Medicaid thing and the budget and everything that's going on.
Among other programs, yeah.
So it's kind of interesting today, the New York Times, is a big battle going on in the opinion pages. This is in just today's New York Times. There's a guest essay by Josh Hawley, the very Trumpy senator from Missouri. Don't cut Medicaid. Republicans should embrace their working class voters.
Wow.
Yeah. And then there's a guest essay from Robert F. Kennedy, Dr. Oz, and a couple other people in the Trump White House. If you want welfare and can work, you must. As leaders of the agencies that oversee the largest welfare programs in the nation, we fear that welfare has become a trap of dependency. So you got that side coming out of the Trump crowd on that. And then this guest essay, what Medicaid cuts would do to my rural hospital. Small town America depends on healthcare systems like mine. I'm not sure we'll be able to keep our doors open if the Republican Congress cuts Medicaid.
I need to come up with a name for that argument because I bring it up semi-regularly. That the last argument is the argument that we have become so dependent
right.
on a bad, perverse program, you can't end it. We must continue a bad, perverse policy.
Right, yeah. That's what I was thinking yesterday when I was watching the governor of New Mexico on one of the Sunday shows, because they have the most people on Medicaid in New Mexico of any state for some reason.
Yeah, because it's wildly liberal, so embrace the Obamacare expansion of Medicaid wholeheartedly, which then brings in lots and lots of federal dollars.
My angle is just this happens a lot with government programs. You come up with the worst case scenario and then feel like that needs to apply to everyone forever because of the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
That's not the way to make a policy.
Yeah, what do we call it? The heroin addiction argument? Nah, it's easier to give up heroin than it is to give up a giant program that is funding, you know, a lot of your critical medical institutions.
Right.
Just because you let it, and it's handy. It's great. It frees up money to hand out to other cronies.
But your overall point is definitely right. If Josh Hawley and his crowd gets the way of, look, the Republican Party is now the party of the working class, and a lot of the working class, they want the free the Medicare, then there's nobody fighting for go out there and get a job that supplies you with health insurance?
Yeah.
Nobody? Nobody's pushing right. that idea?
Or even just because a lot of the Republican proposals right now are a little half-assed from my point of view. So to even touch it risks somebody being able to demagogue it and say, you're trying to take food out of the mouths of starving children. So let's not even touch it. In fact, let's grow it. It would help with the working class. What do you think? And you've touched on this before. There are no political parties now. The so-called parties are just an expression of whoever is at their head. At that point. So you can have a complete switcheroo. Are we like, I don't know, 4 years away from the Democrats being hardcore fiscal conservatives? Could be, if they think that's the way to take power. Nobody right. has any principles.
Right.
I think now, you know what? I would like to announce my retirement today. I'm retiring from the world of talk radio because ideas don't matter anymore. My retirement will commence on a date non-specific in the future. But I announced that I am quitting at some point because there's no point. I am despairing. I have just, Michael, make a note. Make a note of the time and the date.
Okay.
Joe despaired on May the 14th, 2025.
It's a Wednesday.
That's a good day to despair on, isn't it?
Well, you know. Or you could just not talk about Medicare. Leave that out of your conversation, which probably seems like a good idea to me.
And pretend we're not spending our children and grandchildren into debtor's prison. All right, fine, fine.
Oh, whatever.
Michael, make the note, Jack also despairs.
Apparently.
About a minute later.
1 minute later.
Well, despairing does tend to drag people with you, you know? It's a vortex of gloom.
True. You hang around people like that, they will suck you down.
Right.
We got more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
You hear time after time about close calls where a Byrna saved a life. You always need to be prepared to defend yourself, and we need to start with less lethal to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Byrna's less lethal pistol launcher is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition and designed to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. Listen to this Byrna story. Bob was at home when an intruder physically forced his way inside. Luckily, Bob had just received his Byrna 4 days prior to the incident and used it to backpedal the man outside and off his property. Bob says he wants more Byrnas because you are ultimately responsible for the safety of yourself and your family. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be shipped directly to your door. And Byrna is trusted by hundreds of police departments and government agencies worldwide. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/radio10.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane and a Vietnam veteran. With Memorial Day coming up this 26th of May, I would like to remind you that it is more than a three-day weekend. With the words from President Ronald Reagan in one of his many Memorial Day speeches, he had just received the bodies of four Marines who had died while on active duty. He said, "There is a special sadness that accompanies the death of service members because our country is never quite good enough to them. Not really. We can't be. Because what they gave us is beyond our power to repay. And all we can do is remember. Most of them were boys and girls when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have. They gave up everything for us, and all we can do is remember and honor them. This Memorial Day, please remember and honor our fallen service men and women."
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and Skip the Lines, proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State, and Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson. You can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So according to a new book, Joe Biden couldn't even recognize George Clooney at a fundraiser last June, leaving the star, quote, shaken to his core. But don't worry, George. When Joe ran into Obama, he told him he loved him in Driving Miss Daisy.
By the way, wow. George Clooney then wrote an op-ed about that. We all remember that. So I'm yet to hear one even slightly surprising nugget from that book. Even anything that even brushes up against new information. Coming up from the New York Times, the three secrets to falling in love with exercise. This could change your life.
Oh, please. So stay tuned. First of all, breaking news. Breaking news. When news breaks, the donkey brays. In one of the most violent political attacks toward the center in American history, Gavin Newsom, the oily one, says he wants the state of California to stop enrolling low-income illegal immigrants in a state-funded health care program. Newsom reverses course on taxpayer-funded health care for illegal immigrants.
How bold. How bold to come out against free health care for illegals. Good Lord.
Yeah. Although in California, that's shocking.
Well, you remember when he kind of hinted that maybe he thought dudes shouldn't be in girls' sports, and the left wing went nuts. I'll be interested to see what the if he gets attacked for this.
Under Newsom's oily new plan, the state would not end coverage for illegal immigrants who are already enrolled in Medi-Cal. However, the state would begin charging adults with, quote, unsatisfactory immigrant status. It's so cute. A monthly premium of $100 beginning in 2027.
Wow.
So 2 years from now, if you have, quote, unquote, unsatisfactory immigrant status, 2 years from now, you'll be charged a monthly $100 premium.
Good luck running for president on illegals should get free health care.
Will you reform that program? We're taking on the challenges. We're leading the nation.
Okay, so do I have time for this, Mike? It's kind of...
got about 3 minutes.
It's kind of funny. Their headline is the opposite of kind of what they say right in the article. Three secrets to falling in love with exercise. And one of the secrets is don't expect to be in love with exercise. So, not
wait
sure.
Wait a minute.
That makes sense. Don't try to love every moment. Many people think you should reach a point where you just love each and every second of every exercise and you love every exercise. The idea that everybody who's exercising loves it all the time. I exercise very regularly, especially when I don't have whooping cough, but I hate it. I've hated every second of running I've ever done in my life. I've never enjoyed one step ever. You're doing it for other reasons. So don't expect to love it. Or I guess their point is don't think that everybody else that's doing it loves it and there's something wrong with you. Strive for momentum, not motivation. Don't wait for the motivation to come along. Just do it on a daily basis until it becomes a habit. And then you've got momentum and it'll just carry you along. As opposed to, I just don't feel like it today. Well, that's just, you know.
Yeah, that's a bad emotion. We all hate that. Oh, my God, I need to, but I don't want to. And you get past that.
Has anybody ever regretted when they overcame that feeling, whether it's for exercising or finally cleaning the kitchen or mowing the lawn or whatever it is? No.
Absolutely not, right?
And, man, it takes, once you get over the hump and get started, it's so easy.
Yeah.
But that hump, man, whew, it's quite the hump. And then this one doesn't.
Sorry, Mel Brooks reference there.
This one doesn't apply to me. Maybe it applies to you. Find a community. One reason that exercise makes us happy is it fosters connections to others. So join a running club or a Zumba class or whatever it is you do it and do it with other people. That'll bring you happiness.
Yeah, don't look at me. Don't talk to me. All right. Pretend I'm not here, please.
When I show up to the gym and it's completely empty, I think, awesome. I don't think, oh, darn, I wish I had more people to hang out with.
Where's my community? Yeah. Well, the title of that article shouldn't be how to fall in love with exercising. It ought to be how to deal with the arranged marriage of exercise. Look, he's a decent enough guy. No, I don't love him. I'm not really attracted to him. But my parents and his parents have decided it'd be a good match. So here we are. Where are the free weights?
Trump gave an astounding foreign policy speech yesterday that got zero coverage because I guess nobody in the media takes him seriously. We can touch on that at some point, among other things. I hope you can stick around. If you missed a segment, get our podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock. For the threats you can't control, terms apply.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry! Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own, Larry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
On behalf of the Chicks and Chaps 2025 Committee, we'd like to thank our following sponsors in helping to make this year's Chicks and Chaps Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon the best ever. A heartfelt thanks goes to Fowler Oncology, Redding Rancheria, Goldmark, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Mercy Foundation, Lulu's, Holiday Harbor, Four Winds Jewelry, Urban Retreat, the Sheraton Hotel and Mosaic Restaurant, Ortega's Restaurant in Palisadro, Woody's Bar and Grill, and Wonderland Signs.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at the School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, came in third in the Miss Maine pageant. She lost points during the Q&A when she mentioned her charity work taking care of the elderly.
Oh, the shots just keep on coming. So, plenty of really serious fare important to consider coming up, including, well, this isn't that serious, but this is my favorite lead of an article I've come across in a long time. Lead sentence. Michael Royer has been secretly tossing his wife's socks into the trash for years.
Secretly tossing his wife's socks in the trash for years.
He throws away her socks. Clandestine sock chucker.
Because she's wearing socks that are all worn out and he didn't
like it.
It's
about clutter in general. Oh. Yeah. I thought it was pretty interesting. But anyway, back to Bill Belichick and his incredibly young pageant queen gold digging or whatever she's up to girlfriend.
Something or other? Because she has $8 million in real estate now.
At age 24?
Right.
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
Anyway, so she is rapidly becoming a national figure, yeah. A universally known figure who is mostly on the receiving end of jokes, which is interesting. Andrew Stiles, who writes with a pen dipped in sarcasm, I'm afraid, for the Free Beacon. His headline is, Jordan Hudson outshined and outclassed by a historic transgender contestant at so-called beauty pageant. Jordan Hudson, the widely despised girlfriend of cheating NFL coach Bill Belichick.
Why is she widely despised?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't despise her.
Well, you're not widely. You're just you. She's the punchline of jokes.
That I get.
Yeah, I think despised might be a little strong.
I think so. I see what's going on.
Well, I told
there.
You he wrote with a pen dipped in sarcasm.
Doesn't everybody see what's going on here? Seems like a trade-off on both ends.
Yeah. This is pretty funny, though. The widely despised Bubba placed a humiliating third over the weekend at the so-called beauty pageant in Maine, one of America's least attractive states.
Well, like Belichick, I mentioned yesterday, yes. And then I promise I will shut up so you can get to the writing. But like
shut up, don't. I don't care.
Like I mentioned yesterday, I found it interesting as I read a little about the whole pageant world and how you can... All you have to do is like get a post office box for a certain amount of time and you can compete in that state as if you're from that state. And there's a bunch of women that are constantly, like you finish second in Maine... Next year, you know, you establish a post office box in Indiana and compete there and hope that you win so that you can go to the... And it's just, you know, that's just that world.
Yeah, it reminds me of, like, your amateur championships in golf. The guy who wins the California State Am might be from Missouri, for instance.
Yeah, and it's not always that way. I remember when I was in college, the local girl from Colby, Kansas, she won Miss Colby, town with 7,000 people. She won the county fair thing and then the state and then became Miss American. It was a really big deal. So every once in a while that does happen.
Back when there was purity to American beauty pageants.
That doesn't seem incredibly tawdry. I mean, beauty pageants are dumb anyway. Anyway, back to your story.
Howell and second place contestant, the winner, Eva Benjamin, are significantly classier and more attractive than Hudson, according to a Washington Free Beacon analysis.
What?
The top two finishers were not the only contestants who outshone Hudson in terms of class and attractiveness. Isabel St. Cyr, who absolutely slayed as the first trans queen in pageant history, finished in the top 10 on paper, but some beauty experts were stunned that she placed behind Hudson, who does not openly identify as trans. Wait a minute. Let's see. Hudson, a former cheerleader at Bridgewater State University, earned second place at the Miss Maine competition in 2024, so she slid now to third.
Because the trans person jumped in there.
Let's see. The University of North Carolina, where Belichick serves as the head football coach, reportedly banned Hudson from attending practices. Quote, she is the worst person I've dealt with on this earth, and I've dealt with actual sociopaths. A person close to the situation told sports journalist Pablo Torre.
Oh, my God. Maybe there's more to this than I thought.
Members of Belichick's family are deeply worried about how detrimental, this is a quote, how detrimental Jordan can be, not just for North Carolina, but Bill's legacy, reputation, everything he has built and worked for over decades. That's a quote, according to Tory, the sports journalist, who has also reported that Hudson has attempted, with varying degrees of success, to force her way into commercials starring Belichick by showing up on set and demanding to be on camera.
I imagine his response, whether he said it out loud or not, is, I know what I'm doing. I'm an old man. I'm in love with a young, hot woman. I'm having the time of my life. I got
She's
money.
She's getting what she wants. I'm getting what I want.
I got money. I got everything. I got however many years of, you know, life left. I'm as happy right now as I've been ever. So shut up.
Nunya.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder. So speaking of relationships, Michael Royer has been secretly tossing his wife's socks into the trash for years. Not her everyday pairs, but the size 14 ones her mom orders as gifts from fashion sites like Temu.
Your wife wears
done
size,
it nearly a,
your wife wears size 14 socks?
Yeah, it's funny.
You're married to Sasquatch.
I read this, and I'm like, whoa, journalist dude. That sentence raises more questions than provides answers, right? Number one, what... Does the woman has a size 14 feet or not? No? Okay. Why the hell is her mom ordering her gigantic socks from Chinese fast fashion outfits? This is the article. You've missed the article. You know, long, long, long ago, Dan Hughes, who was a teacher at Parkland Community College in Champaign, Illinois, who taught the one radio class I ever took, he was doing a unit about interviewing, and again, a wonderful guy and a wonderful teacher, but he said, you hear this all the time, interviewers who don't listen, they just are so busy contemplating their next question, and his example was something to the effect of, when did you discover the joys of coin collecting? Well, I think it was when I was abducted by aliens, and I was probed for a number of hours, and they handed me a coin on my way out of the spaceship, and I've loved coin collecting ever since. Really? How many coins do you have?
That's pretty funny.
And I feel like that sentence is of a similar order, yeah. But anyway, this guy buries her oddly gigantic socks under garbage to avoid detection because she'll never wear them. And it's a big article about how clutter can be an emotional, like, weapon or turf. A turf gathering technique used in relationships. And I read this whole article. Here's one guy's got a bunch of G.I. Joe action figures and comic books hauled from his parents' house, now competing for space with the clothing his wife bought on sale, Bob, much of which has never been worn. I got through this article thinking, man, these are a bunch of crazy people.
Well, on just the clothes thing, though, I think that in every relationship there's likely to be stuff where there are things she wears you'd rather she didn't. Not your favorite. And vice versa.
Or ridiculously worn T-shirts. I'm raising my hand over here. But I don't want to get rid of it because, like, one of my kids gave it to me, or that was, the first radio station we ever worked at together or whatever. And I think I'm not going to toss that T-shirt.
But
yeah, it's kind of worn. But
in terms of actually wearing something, I mean, there's probably things Judy likes to see you in more than others.
Yes.
But might not say, it's not my favorite pair of pants you ever wear or something like that.
Yeah. So here's another aspect of this, another weird avenue. Here's a couple.
Your size 14 socks.
Why is her mother ordering her gigantic socks? What is she trying to say? I mean, socks so patently useless and gigantic, you throw them away and she doesn't notice. That is your story.
No kidding.
Not that these folks in this twist have a probationary zone, started as a single empty drawer and is now grown to, so you can put stuff in there that I think we ought to get rid of, you ought to get rid of. And it stays in there for a couple of months, and when the area is full, then you go through it. Strikes me as a little formalistic and odd, but it's their own.
My plan is, I hope that I die before I ever have to get to any of that stuff, and then somebody else will, I don't know, charge somebody to haul it to the dump. I'm never going to make those decisions while I'm alive.
Joe Getty's wife occasionally goes into his closet and throws away the doll-sized pants that his sister orders him. Oh, boy. Here's another one. Here's this 80-year-old gal. She enlists her daughter-in-law to smuggle out stuff her husband wouldn't want to part with. I mean, that's going to be a problem. Although, you know, you're like smuggling my stuff out of the house under the cover of our loved ones?
Yeah.
Put this in your purse and get rid of it. On the other hand, they mentioned that this guy has accumulated over 1,000 golf balls on his walks near a local course.
Yeah, I'm not good at throwing stuff away, so I've had it happen before where things got thrown away without my consent, and I kind of think, yeah, kind of glad that happened.
Yeah.
Because I just wasn't going to pull the trigger for some reason.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting that at some point some marriage counselor or somebody weighs in and says, yes, this can be a proxy for emotional space in the relationship.
Some probably three-time divorced marriage counselor?
Yeah, probably so. Yes, he likes to dominate the closet with his G.I. Joes as a way of symbolizing that he needs more. All right, whatever. Hey, you know what? And it's funny with, like, the G.I. Joes. Well, they're gaining in value. They could really be worth something someday. You know what else could be? An index fund. Put your money in the index fund and empty your damn closet.
I'm looking right out here. New York Post headline right here. ChatGPT is my therapist, and it's more qualified than any human could be. You should give it a whirl.
I'm using it to plan a vacation right now. It's like I'm in love. I'm so enthused about it.
I do want to maybe kick off hour three with this. A couple of things Trump said yesterday. I'll be interested to see if you agree or not. He gave a major presidential foreign policy speech in the Middle East about the way America has been interacting with the world over the last, well, our adult lives.
I demand you tell us more about this.
It's pretty interesting.
Really interesting, and you're right. It got so little coverage.
Zero. Among other things on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
The success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning, life, and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid courses. No application fee if you apply by May 30th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
When it comes to your health, waiting is not an option. You must be in control because when disaster strikes, it's too late to start preparing. Whether it's a natural disaster, a medication shortage, or a broken supply chain, the truth is you cannot afford to rely on a system that might fail you when you need it most. You should never be at the mercy of empty pharmacy shelves or overwhelmed healthcare systems. Your health is too important for that. But there is a solution. The Jace case gives you emergency antibiotics so you can have them before you need them. No more crossing your fingers during a crisis. With Jace, you're ready. It's fast, it's affordable, and it could be life-saving. Just head to Jace.com, answer a few questions, and a licensed doctor reviews your info in minutes. If approved, your meds ship directly to your door. Act now, before the emergency hits. Use code RADIO, that's R-A-D-I-O, at Jace.com. That's J-A-S-E.com to get a discount on your Jace case. Be ready, be protected. Be in control.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. Right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Dignity Health and Redding West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Redding 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Redding City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofredding.org.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Major League Baseball removed its lifetime ban on 17 deceased people, including Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson, two of the most famous players previously banned for gambling on Major League Baseball. In response to an application filed by Pete Rose's family, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred wrote, quote, obviously, a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game, unquote. This means Rose and anyone who gets a lifetime ban can now become eligible for Hall of Fame consideration after they die. They still, of course, have to get voted into the Hall of Fame.
Key thing is you have to die, though, so.
Yeah. Step one.
Kind of takes the fun out of it, doesn't it?
15 other guys. That's interesting. I wonder who they were. I'm sure that information's available.
Yeah.
Secondly, I wonder if Jake Tapper's about to write a book about how he's just discovered that Pete Rose was a great hitter, but he gambled.
Yeah, more on that later. Quickly off the top of your head, don't think about it for more than 2 seconds. How old is Honey Boo Boo?
28.
She's 19.
Okay.
She's only 19 because she's a pretty young kid when she became famous in Toddlers and Tiaras. Was the original show. She was one of those pageant girls. And then she had such a personality that they turned it into a reality show. Here comes Honey Boo Boo that focused specifically on her.
And her obese mom?
She just did an interview with People Magazine. I'm reading this actually from Fox News, in which she says she never saw a single dime of money from that TLC reality show. Her mom took it all.
Wow. Mama June, right?
Mama June, who is kind of a train wreck, drug addict, spent all the money, bad person. And it seems like Honey Boo Boo's actually doing pretty well and is the... So this is a very common thing. A lot of you probably know this. In super dysfunctional families, there's often one kid that, for whatever reason, just doesn't follow the pattern and understands they're in mayhem from a very young age and gets out of it. And Honey Boo Boo seems to be one of those people.
And decides my life's not going to be like
this. Yeah. She seems
well,
to be one
her.
Of those people. Yeah, it is. It sucks that she, you know, was clearly the driving force of that whole thing and all the money was taken, including
Does
her mom.
Does she go by that moniker anymore?
No. But she, when she was in Dancing with the Stars a few years back and got $35,000 for that. But Mama June stole that also.
Oh, my God.
Nice job, Mama June. Yes, Katie, you have a Honey Boo Boo comment.
Yes, it looks like Mama June has a new show called Mama June, Family Crisis.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, boy, you are scraping the true mung at the bottom of the barrel with that.
Yeah.
Who's watching that?
I don't know. I'm amazed by who watches. There's so much content of every kind, and a lot of people who have, you know, a million followers or make this much money or whatever, and I think, how are there enough people taking in enough content for all of these different things?
And how do you find it? That's, you know, the good stuff. But I guess it's because everybody has access to it all the time. So the math works somehow.
Like, for instance, I was on a guitar lesson thing yesterday that came across my YouTube feed. This is actually kind of interesting. But he's a big deal in the guitar lesson world. He's basically got a TV show as a charming, good-looking guy where he gives guitar lessons. And he's got several million followers and clearly makes, looking at his house and his lifestyle, pretty good living off of this. Mm. Anyway, he called out a number of fake famous YouTube guitar players, and I'm sure this is true with other instruments too, who it's all fake. They record everything at a slow speed, then speed it up, and then act like they can play this stuff, and then try to sell people guitar lessons. And it's become a thing within that world of, like, people really hating each other and everything like that and making serious enemies. But that's a thing you can do, apparently. You could, like, I could play the piano incredibly slowly, then speed it up, stay on pitch, because you can do that, and then make it look like I can play like that.
I'm just struck by, you know, if you talk to some, chimp scientist, whatever you call them, biologists, I guess, and ask them, why would chimps fight? They could give you like 5-6 reasons that haven't changed in 1,000 years. Human beings invent new reasons to hate each other every day.
Right.
Might be our greatest gift, our big old brains. That's what we spend our time doing, coming up with reasons to hate people.
But there's got to be a limit to content creators, even with good content, that there's an audience for it, isn't there? Doesn't there have to be? Or we just spend so much time looking at our phones or our screens, that there's...
Well, right. There are many, 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 many podcasts out there, some of which are probably pretty good.
Good example.
We'll never get anywhere.
But there are an awful lot of them that have a lot of listeners and make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And we do well ourselves.
Thank God we have no other skills.
Thank God there's enough people out there who want to listen to it. Or then read all the long pieces that are out there and all the different Substacks and stuff. I mean, I just don't understand how it all gets taken in.
I'm going to spend my afternoon making fake I'm a brilliant violinist videos. I'm just going to, like air violin with an actual violin along with, like, exquisite playing and see how much hate I get online.
Wear a tuxedo. Make very serious faces.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, kind of put my hair in my face to look like some sort of I don't care musical genius. I love it.
Exactly.
More to come.
Armstrong and Getty.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train, and take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.